We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
COVID. Everybody's talking about how to beat COVID with a vaccine. I had that great interview with Paul Mango that's online on kdkradio.com right now about Operation Warp Speed. But then there are the monoclonal antibodies, Larry. I know people who have had them once they got COVID-19 and it helped fight COVID-19. But now the FDA has halted the use of them. Why?
Well, that's a great question to ask our next guest on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Adam Rice. Is the owner of Olympus Infusions. Adam, welcome to KDK Radio.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
Let's start with, what are monoclonal antibodies as a treatment for COVID?
In layman's terms, they're synthetic proteins that act as antibodies that are produced by the pharmaceutical companies that mimic our immune response to viruses and whatnot. We have three different companies that were producing them. We had Regeneron, which is by far the most well-known. Then Eli Lilly and GSK were making their versions as well. And earlier this week, the FDA took the EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization, away from both Regeneron and Eli Lilly, leaving us with only one out of the three to be able to administer to our patients.
Now, Olympus Infusions, you're on Regis Avenue in Pleasant Hills. You're still open, though. You're still able to do work with the other antibodies, aren't you?
Yes, we are. The supply has been constrained, but the writing was on the wall for a while. So we did our best to, maneuver through this new curveball that the government threw us. But we shortened our hours a little bit and did limit the number of appointments. But we'll be open Monday through Friday. This week into next, and we'll just take it week by week.
I would assume with the surge of Omicron that there is a huge demand. I guess almost all of the new cases are Omicron, the variant. Why did the government do this? What do you suspect is behind this?
Well, I don't want to conjecture, but I can tell you what they are saying. And what they're essentially saying is that through computer modeling, the way these monoclonal antibodies work is like a lock and key sort of fashion. Everyone's seen the image of a coronavirus with a little broccoli sprouts on the outside of it, those spike proteins. The antibodies are created in a lab to latch on to the surface of the virus. And that's all done in computer modeling and by people way smarter than me, but what they're saying is they believe that through the shape of that sort of lock and key on the antibodies, they just don't quite fit Omicron well, except for GSK's version. So they're saying, why use it if it doesn't help? Which gets into an interesting debate, because we have the state of Florida saying, well, this is all well and good. This is computer modeling. But anecdotally, we're seeing people get better on this stuff. So right now there's a little debate within the medical community and the government as to whether or not that was the right decision.
Yeah, this is very interesting, because there's proof that the vaccine doesn't work real well against Omicron either. In fact, a British study says 2/3 of the Omicron cases are people who had already either had COVID or were boosted. So how effective are the monoclonal antibodies?
Well, that's the thing. We are waiting to see some clinical peer-reviewed data. I can tell you anecdotally, just from what we were seeing, is that we had folks that were really dragging, who were fighting it and really struggling, and they would come in and get infused. And within the next 24 to 36 hours, they really seemed to bounce back. Not everybody, but a really good percentage of those folks that we treated came back to us and said that they felt much, much better. Now, I don't have any way to you know, provide quantitative information or statistically significant information, but that's what the doctors are saying. That's what the Surgeon General of Florida is saying. It's like, you know, we got a feeling in our gut as professionals that this is still working. Maybe it's not quite as effective, but Omicron also isn't as deadly as Delta either. So and my one argument here is the government's paid for these antibodies. You know, there are now antibodies made by Regeneron and Eli Lilly sitting in refrigerators just not being used. And there's really no downside to it. The side effect profile is wonderful. You know, if it helps, it helps. If not, so be it. But at least it's one more arrow in our quiver. And I just hate to see all of this medicine sitting in refrigerators not getting used.
We're with Adam Rice, Olympus Infusions, the owner here in Pittsburgh. Is there any chance that they might reverse that? Because if I'm sick with COVID and I want to seek a monoclonal antibody treatment, how long would I have to wait at this point now that they put this restriction in?
It's not even so much as a wait as just having the ability to find an appointment. It's tough. I don't really know where the administration has to gain here by restricting the access to it. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a reconsideration or there's another quote-unquote variant that comes out that now all of a sudden is maybe possibly more susceptible to it. But I would say, you know, the health systems offer the monoclonals. We still continue to offer the monoclonals. It's not as readily available, but the demand actually had gone down earlier in this week. For the first time in Monday, we weren't fully booked out, and I posted on Facebook, maybe it's starting to pass a little bit, and then we got this curveball. So I'm not quite sure, you know, where we're going to be here in a couple of weeks, but right now we're still operating.
Yeah, there are some that say that the monoclonal antibodies have reduced hospital admissions by a large percentage. Now, if I'm sick and I show up at Olympus Infusions today, how long of a process is it to be injected with the antibodies?
It's quick. It's a quick between getting you in and out the door. You're in and out a little bit over maybe an hour, hour and 15 minutes. Well, it's got to be about an hour and 20 minutes because the infusion's 20 minutes. And then we have to sit you down and put you in front of a big screen TV and let you watch some Netflix for an hour. We have to monitor you for an hour to make sure you don't have any adverse reactions. And during that time, we handle all your paperwork and insurance paperwork and whatnot. But it's about an hour and 20-minute process all in. And we have been doing a good job. Folks have been leaving relieved. They felt the nurses that have stepped up to the plate and helped with this. We've infused thousands of people over the last couple months, and I really feel that we have made a difference in keeping folks out of the hospitals.
Well, we appreciate your willingness to discuss it with us. Thank you, Adam. Good luck.
Thank you.
Adam Rice, owner of Olympus Infusions here in Pittsburgh Pleasant Hills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.